Hello and welcome to another episode of Vibes with your host, Snoop. Now, I'm going to go over what has been going on in the past week. There's been a few interesting things, but I'm going to kick it off straight off with Google Stadia. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for the past few weeks, you know that I've been talking about Google's new game streaming service. I've had an opportunity to play with the actual Google Stadia system for the past 5 days, and I am going to say I am now a true believer. I honestly think that game streaming is now the future. So things like buying a gaming PC, buying an Xbox or a PlayStation could very well be the thing of the past. Now, I've been trying out a few games. I've been trying out Tomb Raider, NBA, and a bit of Destiny 2. And one of the biggest concerns is about input lag. Now, if you may or may not know, input lag is really boiling down to when you press a button or when you make a movement, how long does it take before you actually see it on screen? And well, between the PC, Xbox, and Stadia, the difference is really, really minimal. I've been talking to a friend of mine who has also bought the Stadia system as well, and it's been the same kind of story. So I have to admit, game streaming is definitely here to stay. I've thoroughly been enjoying it. I'm looking forward to it to expand even more, but that is definitely the future. Streaming is definitely here to stay. Now, in other news, Oculus Link has now been released. Now, if you're wondering why this is a big deal, VR is something that is getting bigger and bigger over time. There has been an announcement of one particular game which will make it huge, but basically what it is that you have something called the Oculus Quest. And the whole idea of the Quest is that you are able to do VR without any cables tied into your computer. I've got the PlayStation VR, I've tried it out on the PC as well, and cables are the one thing that has always annoyed me. The Quest brings in the functionality of having an immersive VR experience without any wires because it has its own software. However, there is a lot more content when it comes to the PC, and it always bothered me that I wasn't able to use it. Well, Oculus has now released a beta version called Oculus Link that allows you to plug in the Quest straight into your computer and use your headset as you would do with a PC headset. This is huge because this now gives users an option to use the headset with their computer or use it wirelessly. Beforehand, you had to choose one or the other, but the fact that the Quest does both is amazing. And I have definitely seen an improvement when it comes to picture quality as well. So very much excited for this to be worked on further. But it also brings a lot more in terms of what you could do in VR. Now, one of the things that I said just a moment ago was that there was one item that was going to be released which would make it a huge success. Now, for the gamers out there, there was a game released many, many years ago. I was in school back then, but there was a game called Half-Life. And Half-Life was a game-changing first-person shooter game. They had Half-Life 2 come many years later, but then for a long while, people have been begging for a new Half-Life 3 game. Well, the company that has made this game has decided to release a VR game, which is the story between Half-Life 1 and Half-Life 2. But not only that, they have confirmed that it is a full game. Could this be the very thing that might tip VR to be used more? I'm not too sure, but like I said, for my generation and for everybody that played that game, they are definitely going to pick that up. So very, very much interested to check that out. I mean, the trailers are online. You can check it out on YouTube. It looks amazing, and it's definitely something which I am looking forward to. So there definitely seems to be a lot of resurgence when it comes to VR and to AR tech. And obviously, there are still rumors about Apple wanting to release something that does AR. Now, talking about Apple, Apple are hosting a surprise event on the 2nd of December. They are kind of touting it to be the best of 2019, but could they make a special announcement? Now, I'm going to make a guess that they may make an announcement of having a singular subscription that will do music and the news at the same time. Could it be a subscription that might give you free apps? I'm not too sure. I mean, we do have the arcade system that they have on a monthly payment. Could they amalgamate that all together? But it will be interesting. There isn't much to go on when it comes to the event. There aren't any leaks. But it definitely is a celebration of when it comes to music and when it comes to applications. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see overall what Apple may announce on the 2nd of December. Like always, I will cover the event. I know the last event was a bit long. I will do another live stream, but I will have a more condensed version. And hopefully I can share with you my live reactions and my live views. So look out for that when that comes out. Now, another interesting news, which has piqued my interest, is that Pirelli, the tyre manufacturers, have announced something called a 5G tyre. So, as you know, I've been saying that 5G will be in everything. Well, it looks like Pirelli are looking to introduce to install 5G modules within their car tyres. And what that does, and what they're planning to do, is that they're hoping that the tyre will warn other vehicles about dangerous road conditions ahead. So just imagine if you're driving and the roads are slippery, what the 5G module will do, it will then report back to a mast or to some central location to then let other drivers that are driving towards that location that the roads may be slippery. I think that is amazing, and the use of 5G is definitely being utilized in very interesting ways. I'm really looking forward to this, and I'm really looking forward to 5G and the fact that Pirelli have come up with a really, really innovative way of amalgamating 5G in a particular product. I think it's just amazing. So in terms of road safety, it could be even great for traffic as well, that the 5G module may actually report back and say, hey, there's traffic ahead. You might want to consider a different route. And this is all live. This is all going to be live feedback. It's going to be there and then. So very, very interesting in terms of what Pirelli are going to obviously introduce. It will be interesting to see what other tyre manufacturers might do when it comes to Michelin. I believe Michelin are the most popular ones out there. But for Pirelli to do something, a really, really big thing. Pirelli are associated with Formula One. So could they bring something in the world of motorsports? That definitely will be something interesting to see. Now, for all of my US and Canadian listeners out there, there has been an announcement that 7-Eleven are now going to offer Google Home and Amazon's Alexa ordering functionality to order anything from a 7-Eleven store or a 7-Eleven delivery. It is really interesting to see how more and more businesses and more retail stores are going down the whole home automation, the whole AI assistant route. So really, really interesting to see a company like 7-Eleven doing that. There will be more stores and more shops to obviously offer this. But if you're looking to order yourself a Slurpee, well, I guess you can do it through your home automation and your home assistant app. You can do it from your phone as well. So a very, very interesting move by them. For the past few months, I've seen them take on more of a digital stance more and more over time. Could this mean that 7-Eleven might change and they may offer more over time? This will be very, very interesting to see in terms of what happens. Now, I'm going to go back to Apple. Apple have had a job listing where it is asking for engineers that has Windows experience. There are rumors going around that Apple are looking to make new media apps for the Windows format. And at the moment right now, if you happen to be on Mac OS Catalina, you will know that iTunes has now been split out into separate apps. There's a music app, there's a podcast app, and there's now a TV app which will show you movies, etc. It looks like that they are going to do the same for Windows, most likely to be installed or available from the Windows Store app itself. But very interesting to see that Apple are committed to make application for Windows. It will be interesting to see overall what else they will bring. I'm still hoping for the day for Apple to allow Windows machines to do iMessage. I think that's a long way off still. But very, very interesting to see, and also very pleasing to see that Apple are going to give Windows users a bit of love. As you all know, I'm a huge user of Apple Music, and to be able to do that on my Windows machine, I am really, really excited for that. So definitely a great thing to see. Now, talking about music, Spotify have made two announcements. The first one is that Spotify's free streaming will now work with Amazon and Bose speakers. So you no longer need to have a premium account to use your Spotify on these home speakers that you have. This is a very much welcome surprise, actually, because at the moment, or at this moment of time, you had to pay for the service for you to be able to use it on other speakers, but they're allowing the free streaming. It's definitely a welcome move. This will help Spotify gain more customers over time. There's rumors of Sonos speakers to get it. I believe it arrived last week, but it arrived quite silently. So if you have any of the speakers, you've got a free Spotify account, you can now merge the two together. So thank you, Spotify, for doing that. On the side as well, the second announcement is Spotify are now going to host a music awards. It's about time. Spotify is a huge music streaming service. Be interesting to see if Apple followed that stance as well. But to have awards for Spotify to say, hey, you had the biggest selling single of all time, or the biggest streamed single of all time, I think it gives artists a lot more to play with. Obviously, we have current music awards now. I'm not too sure if they look into digital sales or digital media. So definitely a change, and interesting to see Spotify bringing their own music awards. They haven't made an announcement as of yet when that's going to be, but definitely a space interesting to look out for. Now, if you are a Microsoft Outlook user, so if you use Outlook.com, or if you've got a Hotmail address, at this moment right now, some users are able to add their Gmail, Google Drive, and Google Calendar straight into their Outlook account. What Microsoft are doing is they're saying that you should be able to access all of your emails through one channel, and that's through the Outlook.com website. There is definitely some interesting collaboration going on with Microsoft and with Google. They seem a lot more integrated together, especially when it comes to the Surface Duo and their Microsoft's next mobile phone. So it looks like Microsoft and Google are working together. Google last week with Microsoft released Google Assistant on the Xbox. So you're now able to turn off your Xbox through the Google Assistant. It is definitely a very much welcome shift from Microsoft. The fact that they're willing enough to work with other vendors is really interesting. And the fact that you can use one website to access all of your emails, I think that's pretty cool. And at the same time, it will use the normal Outlook layout. So there's a lot of people that I know that are not a fan of the layout when it comes to emails for Gmail. They prefer Outlook's layout, Hotmail's layout, and the fact that you'll be able to do that, definitely cool. I love the fact that you can integrate Google Drive. I love the fact that you can integrate the calendar. it will definitely open that a lot more. So please do check out your Microsoft account. Not everybody has access to it. There are a few users. I haven't checked myself, but if I do, I will definitely talk about it in the next podcast and let you know how it works. So definitely looking forward to it. Now, as you know, Apple have an extended battery case. What it is that you can put this case onto your phone. It has a battery built in, so you get a longer battery life. Now, this has been happening for many years, and you may be wondering why I'm bringing this up. Well, for the first time, Apple iPhone's 11 battery case will now include a dedicated camera button, so you no longer need to tap the screen and open up the camera app. The fact that it comes with a camera button, I think, is amazing. I think it's one of the things that Apple kind of missed out on. And the fact that the phone case will have this button is very interesting. Obviously, the dedicated battery case actually does plug into the bottom of your phone via the Lightning cable. So obviously they are adding functionality. It will be really interesting to see if they will bring this out for other cases. But maybe this is an indication of the iPhone 12 next year might have a dedicated camera button. Maybe this is something that they are actively looking into. So definitely something to look out for. But if you are looking to pick up the battery case and if you want something that can help with taking pictures straight away, definitely have a look at picking up the case. The case isn't the most cheapest, but it definitely will give you longer battery life. Now, Sling TV, a big thing in the US, they've made an announcement that you will be able to stream your content onto the Google Nest Hub and the Google Nest Hub Max. So you'll be able to use the screen to watch TV via the Home Assistant. I'm not too sure how much Sling TV is being used right now. Please do reach out to me. For me personally, I used to use a Sling Box back in the day to stream my home satellite programs straight directly to my mobile phone back in the day. Obviously, streaming has now taken over, so quite interesting to see. I don't see it being a big thing. I do see that, you know, streaming is the way forward directly from the content creators. So interesting to see what the take is up there. But, you know, if you do use Sling TV, you have the functionality to do that overall. So that's amazing news. Another thing is PayPal have bought out the money saving service Honey for what I understand, which is $4 billion. Honey allows you to go to a shopping website. It will apply vouchers or any discounts straight to your shopping basket, so you're able to then shop with a discount. They definitely have grown over time. It's definitely getting bigger and bigger. And the fact that PayPal have bought out Honey is a big thing. I think PayPal integration is a huge deal. It'll help shoppers out there to buy items securely online and knowing that the discount that they get is amazing. It does worry me a little bit because it will then beg the question of if these retail stores or stores might look at blocking it. But for the time being, that service being integrated with PayPal does definitely bring in a lot of confidence into the app. I mean, Honey was getting bigger and bigger. Definitely something to watch out for if you do like to do any shopping online. Now, going back to Apple and about their whole issue when it comes to iOS 13 and the poor software, according to recent reports, and according to Bloomberg, especially, iOS 14 will not have the similar kind of issues. They're looking to dedicate time to make sure that they build their software better. They're looking to ensure that, you know, there isn't going to be as many bugs. It will be a lot more robust. iOS 13, when it came out, had a lot of issues. It was quite broken in many ways, and a lot of developers saw iOS 13.1 as the first major release of iOS 13 rather than the normal version. I have to admit, this year, iOS 13 hasn't been the greatest release. We're on 13.2.3 now. There's been updates every other week. They're working on another beta build. I don't know when they're going to release that. But Apple definitely have a lot to do in terms of bringing in some confidence back into their software. Generally, Apple has been very good. This year hasn't been the best year for Apple when it has comes to stuff like this. Also, Apple has also said quite openly that it has lost money when it comes to repairs over the last 10 years. Apple is saying that the cost of replacing batteries, the cost of replacing keyboards, etc., has cost the company a fair amount of money. The MacBook 16 inch was a welcome change. They reverted back to a decent keyboard. They've reverted back to make sure that the system works very well. It has had high praise from a lot of people, and people that are looking to buy a brand new MacBook, I would have to say skip the 13-inch, skip the 15-inch if you are looking to do video editing or photography work, and go straight for the 16-inch. I've played around with the 13 and 15-inch for normal use. It's absolutely fine, but if you're looking to get major grunt out of the CPU, major work out of the graphics processor unit, the 16-inch Apple MacBook Pro is definitely the way to go when it comes to that. So, really, really interesting. Now, when it comes to digital assistants, Amazon has now released something called a Smart Shelves. This is primarily going to be used for offices. And what Amazon are looking to do is they're looking to release smart shelves where it will automatically reorder office supplies when it realizes if it's running low of stock. So, for example, if you have a box full of pens, the pens are running out, this smart shelf will understand that it's running light or it can't see X amount of items. It will then reorder the supplies for you automatically. I think that's a great idea for businesses. It means that you do not need to worry about running out of office supplies when it comes to staplers, papers, paper clips, pens, sellotape, you name it. So the fact that Amazon have made something like that, I think, is amazing. It will be interesting to see what the uptake will be, but I hope the uptake is big. I think it helps a lot. I think when it comes to the home, I think it will be a great idea if you stock food or whatever. I still think we're a little bit away from that. But it definitely will be interesting to see the uptake of that. And I know for a fact that Amazon does have their own business account as well. So you can open up a business account and it will charge you via the business account. And you might get it next day. So really interesting. And sticking on the Amazon front, Amazon Music HD has expanded its 3D audio library with Warner Music. So there's going to be a lot more music available through the new Echo Studio with a wider range of Dolby Atmos-enabled songs. Now, I haven't got a hold of my speaker yet. I'm not going to get a hold of it until December. I'm very, very much looking forward to it. But 3D audio is becoming more and more of a thing. What the uptake of that will be interesting. Will there be more artists recording their music in 3D? I'm not too sure, but definitely looking forward to that. More music options is always great. And, you know, I really want to check it out when I get a hold of the equipment to see how it sounds like. Does it really immerse you in the music? Now, for those who know me, I love listening to music all the time. So definitely something that I'm looking forward to. Now, talking about music, we talked about the Microsoft Surface earbuds a couple of podcasts ago. The earbuds have now been delayed until spring 2020. It is something that they want to ensure that their fans and their customers get the best sound quality when it comes out of the earbuds. I mean, they're not cheap. They're $250 from what I know. They need to ensure that the sound quality is good. Microsoft Surface overheads, noise cancellations were okay, but the noise cancellation could have been better. So I think they want to make sure that they hit the ball running and that they release the item. In terms of how they look, I'm still not a fan of having massive discs in your ears. But hey, I got to try it out. I got to see how it's like. And if it's any good, I will let you know. But For the time being, if you're looking to pick up the Surface earbuds, you won't be able to until 2020. In other news, Google Docs is going to get Gmail's auto-complete functionality. So if you've used Gmail, it allows you to auto-complete some words. It helps you cut back on spelling and grammar errors. You know, reduces, writing the words time and time again. And they're looking to bring that to their Google Docs. Now, there is a sign-up for this. If you want to have that integrated, there is a beta sign-up for it. I'm going to sign up for it tonight. I'm going to give it a go. I don't really use Google Docs that much. I have been using it here and there, so definitely will be interesting to see how that works out. Staying on the Google bandwagon here, I don't know if any of you use Google Cloud Print that allows you to print to a printer that's sat elsewhere via the cloud. But because Chrome OS now has better printer support, there are rumors of Google Cloud Print to be deprecated in 2020 at some point. So if it is a service that you use to print anything from your phone, from your browser, to let's say something that's based at home, I think that might all change. I'll be surprised if it goes completely. They haven't really given out too much information in terms of how it's going to work. I've not really used it myself as much, so I'll definitely will give it a go. There's a lot of rumors coming around in terms of it being a little bit hit and miss when it works, so definitely we'll have to check that out over time. Now, I'm going to go back to the 5G talk, and AT&T have announced that they will bring real 5G to millions and millions of customers this year. So AT&T are rolling out their 5G service, and they're not going to use an LTE-based 5G service, but it will be something that will be real, true 5G coming out. They're saying in the coming weeks, I'll probably see it coming out in mid-December. They're talking about Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Rochester, New York, and San Diego getting the AT&T 5G. So if you're on AT&T, if you want to check out the 5G love and you live in those areas, feel free to pick up a 5G device. One will be the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus 5G. Give it a go. See how it's like. I'm a big fan of 5G. There's still a long way to go, but the fact that they're working on it is definitely great, great news. And the last news that I want to talk about is about electrical cars. I will be doing a special episode when it comes to electrical cars with a very good friend of mine. But basically, Tesla has unveiled its Cybertruck. The starting price is at $39,000. I think it's closer to $40,000. And, well, it looks like a really futuristic 80s weird kind of car. The launch didn't go so well because they were talking about their armored glass that would never break. Somebody threw something at the glass and it cracked the glass, so not a good look. But it's one of those vehicles that I don't think I can fall in love with. The shape of it is something out of a 90s, 80s video game or a 90s, 80s movie. But they are saying that it's going to be fairly nippy. It's going to be fairly quick. It is a fairly large device. It's six. It sits about six people, and it can be quite heavy. But, you know, it is boasting that it will beat a Porsche 911 off the line. Electrical cars have always been very, very, very quick. So that is the news for the past week and what has been going on. Thank you for listening to Vibes. If you want to reach out, please do reach out. I will put in the email address in the description of the podcast. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your love and for your support. I look forward to talking to everybody next week again about any latest tech news that happens during the week. I'm sure there's going to be a lot going on. In the next few weeks, we've got the Apple event. That's definitely going to be interesting. But until next time, thank you very much, and I shall chat to you all next week. Take care of yourself and have a great week ahead. Bye.